precious than your jewels. We walk around like fools. We lack the tools to survive past the dream state. We fake, yet claim that we alive. But we dead man walking and dead man talking and dead man seeking to find better ways, praying for better days, but what will better come? Surviving off our own intellect just makes us dumb, see? Cause time and time again we fail to realize that even with our best intentions, problems continue to arise. You're dreaming if you think that you can survive on your own when you're grown in your home, when you're blown, no. See your soul, it ain't whole, got a hole that you know needs to grow. From the blows, the blood flows, and no dough could ever fix the pain in your heart. Let's focus on the creator, and that is just the start. So,
dream on,
you better
dream on,
you got it.
Dream on,
you need to
dream on,
uh-huh.
Dream on,
it's time to
dream on,
prepare to
dream on,
yeah.
Dream on,
you better
dream on,
you got it.
Dream on,
you need to
dream until your dream comes true.
I don't need God to survive, that's what you claim. But when things go wrong, he's always the one that you blame and cry out to when you need something. Treating God like a butler, like someone that you summon. See, now ain't that something? When we use and abuse the God that gave us breath, the one that defeated death, who's stronger than the rest. Feel him in your chest, heavy like a bench press. Yes, exhale, inhale, take it all in. We have sin, therefore we are fallen. We addicted to the forbidden, need to be forgiven. Run away from all the sinning, he needs you to listen. It's time to wake up from your dreams to reality. No salary is needed for me, and Jesus is preaching, is trying to get your attention so you can have redemption. And if I gotta mention, forget the misconceptions. You better
dream on.
You got it.
Dream on.
You need to
dream on.
Uh-huh.
Dream on.
It's time to
dream on.
Prepare to
dream on.
Yeah.
Dream on.
You better
dream on.
You got it.
Dream on.
You need to
dream until your dream comes true.
No Allah, no Buddha, Muhammad and Moses ever rose from the grave and came to save God's chosen seed. We dream of stories that we want to make us feel good and think that we can save ourselves if we live real good. But no amount of effort or good deeds done could set us free from sin. In comes in God's son. Even on the best day, sin has been clamped on. Our best works are like a period stained tampon. Yeah, it's nasty, but it's reality. Our abnormalities have affected our morality. Our sensuality is practically our main focus. We curse God and bless him with the same mouth that's bogus. So stop dreaming, wake up and smell the Folgers. God calling all his soldiers, from younger to older. Our dreams have come true, he's better than expected. We won't die in this dream, cause he is resurrected.
Alright, alright, alright. Good afternoon to our radio listeners. This is 3T Radio with your train conductor, D. Smith. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. I know it's been a little while since we've had a live broadcast, but I'm excited because we're back today, better than ever. And I'm excited, as always, to be here with you all on this train ride. We got two phenomenal guests that's going to be on the show today. I am so excited about these two people that are going to share their time with us today. They're going to share their wisdom and insight. They're going to talk about how God has blessed them to be a blessing. And so what I want to do right now is I want to encourage every radio listener to call up your friends, call up any of your peers, family members who have a desire to be an entrepreneur, to step into the calling that God has on their life, things that they've been desiring to do, dreaming to do. I encourage you to call them. They do not want to miss this show today because the two people that are a part of the show, they are not just talking about what's going on out here. They're doing what they desire to do. And just as the intro song talked about, dream on, these ladies have gone beyond the dream. The dream is now a reality because they are in their callings. They are operating in it. They are flowing in it. So I'm really excited that I was able to get them to peel a little time away from their busy schedules and to ride the train with us this afternoon and to share. But again, I want to encourage you all to make sure that you get your friends and your family members to tune in to the show today. And one way that you can do that is you can tune right in. If you want to listen from your computer, you can go right to the website, and we have a direct link to the show, and that's www.teen-train.org. And once you go there, you're going to see our radio banner for 3T Radio. Click on that, and it's going to take you right to BBS Radio, which is a phenomenal just internet radio station. They're doing an awesome work, so we're excited to be working with them. When you go there, you're going to click on Station 2, and it's going to take you directly to our show. And then you have listening options. You could tune right in that way. And so we want to encourage you all to do that. Right now, I actually have one of our guests that's with us right now, Miss Linda Howard, who is a dear friend of mine. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time introducing her. I'm going to have Linda to introduce herself. What's up, Linda? How you doing?
Hi, Dwayne. How are you? Hello, Team Train.
I am doing great, Linda. I'm doing great. I was looking at your bio, Linda, and you know, you're a phenomenal woman. I mean, just knowing you personally, you know, you're incredible. But then I read and I see, you know, just your journey. It's incredible. Can you personalize it just a little bit for our listeners?
Sure. You know, it's amazing how you can be so closely connected to people and walk right beside them every day and never know the gifts that are within them. And that in itself, you know, I just want to speak that to your listeners, especially the young people, you know, to let them know that we, you know, I want to encourage them to value the gifts that God placed in their midst.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes there could be someone that they're talking to every day, that neighbor, you know, that person that they pass every day going to school or wherever they go, that they see it every day. They never know what gifts and talents, you know, that individual may hold until they stop and, you know, have a conversation. So that's just my first little, you know, caveat. But, yeah, I know I sent you this long bio. I thought you were going to, like, you know, dissect it and use it as you will. But my journey,
you're right, Linda. It is. It's a long bio, but it's good stuff. It's not just, you know, just stuff that's out there. It's good. And I want you to take a minute and just kind of chunk it for us. Share some of the parts that you would want the listeners to know about you.
Okay. Well, originally, you know, I'm here in Chicago now. I've been here this past August. It was 11 years. I moved here from New York.
Okay.
And you know, I was formerly in international trade finance, and it's interesting because I know that your other guest also has an international background in you know, the legal realm or the law realm. And so when I saw that, I'm like, wow, you know, I believe that God put that together for today. But my background was international trade finance. I worked for one of the largest, you know, banks in the world, and, you know, they consolidated the business, and I ended up moving here, and actually, you know what? 3 years prior to the move, I said out of my spirit, you know what? I wouldn't mind living in Chicago. I had never been here before, didn't know anyone here, but, you know, I knew that my bank's head office was here, and I thought that, you know, if I was here, it would give me more opportunities to travel, you know, internationally. So I wanted to be, you know, in Chicago to make that possible.
Okay.
And so as I, you know, seized the opportunity to move here, you know, doors started opening. Let me just go back, though. When I was in New York, working in that, you know, that industry, the financial industry for years, for at least 10 years prior to my move here.
Okay.
I was also licensed as a minister. I was the youngest minister in, you know, on staff or, you know, appointed at that time by my pastor.
Okay.
And so I served, you know, faithfully under, his name was Pastor Clarence E. Bowling. I served under him.
Okay.
And you know, my evangelism ministry actually started in New York. And
wow.
So I hear you. This may sound strange to some people, but, you know, God, when he called me to preach, and I went and I told my pastor, immediately the Lord said, you know, who called you, man or me?
Mm.
And, you know, I heard that, and I'm like, oh, God, well, I know you called me. He said, well, go feed my sheep. So
wow.
I went to my pastor, and I told him what I heard God say. But he didn't know, but I did, that God wanted me to start preaching on the subways in New York. So that's where I started preaching. I'll never forget it. The number 6 train early at about 8 o'clock one morning. You know, I took courage. I prayed and had my, you know, Bible, you know, in my bag, and I just prayed, and when I, you know, stood up to speak, I just said what God told me to say, and, you know, as God would have it, people came over to me afterwards and said, wow, Miss, you know, I really needed to hear that, and, I mean, it was just, they encouraged me, and then, you know, it encouraged me to even go further and just, you know, take courage and do what God told me to do and just trust God completely. So fast forward again, years later, as God would have it, you know, he planted me here in Chicago. And I've been here, like I said, 11 years now, and it has been some experience, I tell you. I mean, everything from running the Chicago Marathon, you know, attending the Living Word Christian Center's Joseph Business School.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, it's just been one thing after the other, and it's all
right.
been, you know, to prepare me and position me for an even greater calling that I believe that I haven't even, I think that I've only touched the tip, the
I
very tip.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there's more beneath the surface, but you know what, it's such a joy to walk and you know, and understand that, you know what, this is not something that I'm making up. God already preordained and predestined me for this path that I'm walking. It's just for me to trust him and to take courage and take, you know, one step at a time, because the word of God says that, you know, he enables us to walk circumspectly to his word. And
yeah.
that's what I believe, you know, he's helped me to do. So, yeah, so those are just some things. Let's see, what else? Oh God, it's so much. I mean, I have books in me, trust me. I have books in me that I'm endeavoring now to, you know, to write and to get out so that it can be an encouragement to others, you know, other adults, young people. I have two children of my own. My daughter, Mariah, she is 20. She's a junior at the University of South Carolina. I have a son,
okay.
Jordan. He's a junior at Fenwick High School. And it's been such an honor and a privilege to, you know, train them up, as the Word of God says, in the way that they should go. Not a way, the way, you know,
the
Word of God. Yeah,
I love that.
The way.
Now, you know, you it's interesting because as you were talking, we got
mm-hmm.
our other guest that's actually here right now. What's up, Demetrius?
Hi, Demetrius.
Hey.
This is so awesome. Let me tell you why it's awesome. This wasn't the plan to our radio listeners. The plan and the schedule I gave everybody is that we would have Demetrius first and then Linda would come afterwards.
Right.
But you know, we end up having a little schedule, a little, you know, a little something. But you know what? It's beautiful.
Well, let me tell you why I was late. I was emailing Linda. I was emailing her for Mama's side. So check it out.
Look out,
she
now.
She got a little distracted by me.
So look, while we prepare for an interview, Demetrius is setting up some business. I know that's right. And you know what's interesting, though, Demetrius, and I'm so glad that you plugged in right now, because Linda was talking about her journey. She talked about the Joseph Business School. She talked about Living Word Christian Center. And Demetrius, you got a similar journey.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, so for our listening audience, Demetrius, why don't you introduce yourself, just personalize your bio for the listening audience, you know, so that they can know who Demetrius Evans is.
Okay. Well, let me say, I guess first, I consider myself a wife, a mother, also a marathoner, because the Chicago Marathon is coming up, so it really is the focus in my mind right now.
Uh-huh.
And the focus is on, what are the miles for? You know, one of the things that KRC teaches us is that you name every single mile. So, you know, one of them is for a niece, right? So during that mile, I'll be praying for everything that she's going through and that God provide her the necessary wisdom to go through this time. But other than that, I'm also I'm a business owner. I actually just came out of a session at Joseph Business School where I was teaching about employment issues. But I went through the school myself. Absolutely love, adore the school, ever evolving, ever growing under, you know, an anointed leadership that there's just no way you could be at Living Word Christian Center and just, you know, you got to move. My grandmother used to say, you know, put up or shut up. And that's really how I feel about it. Always encourage, you know, just always like, and God just doesn't do one thing. He just blows your mind.
Yeah.
Like, wow, I just didn't even see it like that. Just go ahead and take it to another level. I don't know, I've been practicing right now for 16 years. I started the Evans International Law Firm, or the Teal Firm. My slogan is Where Excellence Matters. So one of my clients just told me, you need to change it. It should be, you know, Trust Teal. And I said, well, you know, okay, there's maybe something to that. but, you know, that business plan, that whole business plan thing, that is always changing. I'm always updating it, always learning new things. Having an opportunity to work with Teen Train has been a real highlight in my career, being able to sit on a board. I've sat on a couple of boards. I sat on CETA's board. I've sat on boards for, like, the Bar Association. But Teen Train's board is where you know you are for real making a difference. I mean, let me just tell you, the ambassadors, those guys and women, they are anointed on their own. I taught one session for the ambassadors, and then, you know, after I did my preliminary remarks, I just sat back and I was taking notes. I was like, wow, you know, really, really a good group of students, like intelligent, anointed, just, you know, I don't know, what do I say about Dwayne and his leadership?
Go ahead, girl.
A missionary on his own. You know, I got a chance to read his book. In tears and, you know, just feeling like, you know, I can go on. There's nothing that can come that with God I won't be able to deal with.
Yeah.
And thank you for having me on the show, and I'm here to, you know, just give back in any way that I can.
Well, I'm excited. I want to thank the both of you all for being here. Again, it's not quite how I planned it, but it's awesome because the both of you all, I just love you all to pieces. I mean, both of y'all doing some awesome work, and y'all got so much in common, and I didn't even think about all that. But the both of you all ran the marathon. Demetrius, you just keep running all over the place. But I know Linda. Linda, are you still running the marathons too, Linda?
No, I'm not, but as a matter of fact, I was just speaking to a friend of mine, and I said, you know what, I feel the running anointing coming upon me again. I may not run, you know, the marathon this year, but, you know, even in my daily, you know, goings and comings, I walk a lot. I do.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm from New York. We're walkers, and, you know, so... You know, I'm still in shape. I can get out there, and I believe that my body, you know, muscle memory will kick in. I'm going to do everything that's required. But I'm getting a sense that it's time for me to get out there again. So I'm not afraid. You know, I'll go.
No fear here, huh, Linda?
No fear here. That's right.
Well, you know, again, as I was just listening to your intros, you know, I heard the marathon, so that's awesome right there. And I know a lot of people are afraid of those type of things, but what the ladies are about to share today to our listeners, all this is really in line because these are hoops and hurdles, obstacles, doors that they had to overcome, that they had to enter into themselves to get where they are, because this is what I believe, ladies, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is where faith is developed and character is built. You know what I mean? This is the real you. When people can't see all those type of things, you know, people are saying to me, and I hear all the young people saying, I want to make a lot of money, Mr. Smith. I want to be successful. I want to do this. I want to do that. But, you know, I believe it's more to it than you just saying that. After you said it, something has to happen. And so, ladies, what I'd like to do, and I'd like for Demetrius to start out first, talk a little bit, Demetrius, about just the journey. You know, I know, you know, all the things that you said in your intro, it sounds like, I mean, it was just like sweatless. And, I mean, the same thing for you, Linda. I mean, you just was flowing with all these things. But Demetrius, talk just a little bit about just the journey. I mean, you know, you, first of all, you know, you're a Christian woman. And I know sometimes being in business and being a Christian, I know sometimes it could find some places where some people may not necessarily want to, they want you, but they don't want your Jesus to come up in there. But mm-hmm. but just talk about just the mm-hmm. journey, Demetrius, of being an attorney and just kind of staying, you know, focused and moving in that arena.
Oh, I don't know how far you want me to go back. I mean, I was born in, no.
No,
I mean, really.
No, but
I do. I laugh, but there's really, there really is something about, I was born in Columbus, Ohio, and I was telling somebody recently that I literally am like, I think there might be one other person who kind of made it out. You know, of the ghetto that we were in. And
okay.
That's humbling, but you also know that there are a lot of shoulders that you had to stand on in order, you know, to be able to see over. So I give glory to all of my mentors, all of my teachers, you know, starting with my parents. But, you know, grandparents. But then in the neighborhood, there's all these people, and some of them, you know, was like the wino who said, girl, you're going to school, you keep going. You know
That's
what I
right.
mean? You know, one of them was a very serious drug dealer who said, look, you know, I don't want you to follow me, but you going to go to college. Here's a couple $100 for your books, girl. You keep going. And so, you know, so, like, I remember that, you know what I mean? So I can't, didn't Mary say, you know, I can't look back and believe that I got it on my own?
Yeah, that's right.
I know every step that God has had his angels in some form. The angels, we got to be aware because we're looking for somebody who's coming in a three-piece suit when we want to go and a robe, but it might be the person that's sitting down that has a cup.
Yep.
So you do not know.
That's true.
So I think that staying humble and understanding that God always has a ram in the bush no matter what it looks like. One of the series that I'm listening to right now is by Bishop T.D. Jakes. And it's about transformation. And he says, this is disappointing, a thing that he says is, what I don't like about God is that God doesn't wait until you're finished to put you on display.
Oh, my goodness.
So it would be easy, you know, it'd be good if it was done.
Oh, my God.
But now you got to look at me while I'm going through it. The other day...
Hey, Demetrius, say that again,
because
I'm writing that down.
Yeah, please say that again.
Oh, about Bishop Jake?
Yeah, what did he say?
He said, what did he say?
I forgot.
He said, God doesn't wait until you're finished to put you on display.
Wow.
Yeah, he was like, you know, it takes for some people to do a total transformation for a butterfly, to go come out of your cocoon, it might take years, it might take 30 years, it might take even longer, but God does not wait. You know, God is going to put you on display, and you're his disciple even as you're going through.
Wow.
And it's, you know, sometimes it's just, it's real difficult for people to say, you know, my employees to say, well, what's the plan? You know, well, what's the goal?
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, God, did you send that in an email today? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
help me out right through here. And what another example that he uses that's really been helpful for me is like with navigation. He said, you turn on the navigation, you don't know where you at. And, you know, she's like, okay, for the next 10 miles, just go straight. And then, okay, so you're, you know, 5 miles and you're still like, what in the world? And she didn't say, okay, go ahead. You're doing it right. You're looking good. And that's how God
right.
is. He's not going to say anything until you get to where you're supposed to make a right. Then your navigation is going to come on and say, you know, and 1 mile make a right on Peach Street. Well, God wants you to keep doing the last thing that he told you to do until he gives you something else.
Wow.
And that's not an easy place.
My
that
goodness.
Is a very difficult place.
Let me tell you something, Demetrius. Just you saying that, girl, I'm thinking the doors of the church are now open. You know what I mean?
I feel praise dancing.
You know what I'm saying? It's time for all of it, girl. That was good work.
you know how you're listening to a series or you're reading a book, and then you just want to keep going. That's one of those where I have to go pause, rewind. I just have to keep listening to it until I get it deep down in my spirit because I know I'm not finished. I'm not even partially there. You know what I mean? Spiritually, when you think about levels, I'm probably, I'm halfway up to level one or something like that. You got to go into it deep. And if you're not ready to fall and be humble and get back up, I just think you're in the wrong game plan.
Uh-huh. My goodness. That right there, I'm telling you, that's good. And I really hope for those that are listening to this that you are, like even Linda and myself, you telling Demetrius, slow down, hold up. Say that again. Because that was good. That was real good. You know what? And Linda, I know, when I read your bio, and just even the times that I've talked to you and I've watched you even as a parent and I see your kids. Linda, why don't you talk a little bit about just your journey? I know you shared coming from New York, being here in Chicago, but talk about your business, which we know to be a ministry because when we understand it that way, then we understand it's about serving other people. But Linda, talk a little bit about that, because I know we got this awesome attorney. Boy, y'all getting it good today, boy. You got this attorney.
I love it.
Like Johnny Cochran don't got nothing on this sister here, boy. Willie Gary, they can't touch Demetrius. But then we got Linda Howard, who is just a fun. I mean, girl, I'm going to let you talk, because, see, I get you doing it. Linda, tell them about your ministry.
Okay, well, one of the ministries that God has placed within me is my business ministry, and it's called Total Restoration Massage Therapy. And my slogan is Clinical Massage Therapy Solutions Committed to the Whole You.
Wow.
And, it's interesting because last year we had our faith conference at Living Word Christian Center. And prior to the conference, the marketing department came over and they asked me if, they could interview me and just talk about, they wanted me to give my testimony on my journey. And during the whole filming, it was discovered that, they discovered that I didn't even know what my business was before I embarked upon the Joseph School. And, I mean, it's true. All I knew is that I sat there one Sunday. And this was, during one of the graduations that we had in the sanctuary. And I heard, pastor allowed some people to give their testimonies. And at that moment, God spoke to me and he said, go. And so, out of obedience, I heard God's voice. I believe it was God's voice. He said, go. I went. And so here it is. I go to the orientation and I'm sitting there and I say, within myself, well, Lord, it looks like, you're supposed to come out of this thing with a business plan.
Right.
And so when I left it, I said, okay, well, what's my business? Because, at that time, I wasn't thinking about a business. I mean, I knew from early on, my former husband and I, we would talk about opening a restaurant. I didn't say it earlier, but my background is early childhood education. That's where I have my undergrad in. And, so I was thinking, well, maybe it's something along that line. And all of a sudden, as I'm pondering and considering, what could this business thing be? I mean, none of those things, education, it wasn't a restaurant, nothing of that nature, was peace within me. And so as I'm, being still, it's like I could hear people in my head saying, you're good at that. Did you go to school? And I remember, I sat there, and I'm thinking, I'm like, wait a minute, when did I hear somebody say that? And it was, maybe 8 years prior, when I worked at the bank in New York. We would work all these, long hours, and I would end up staying late overtime. And I would go over, showing compassion to my colleagues. I would go over and massage their shoulders.
Wow.
And so here it is. I'm hearing these voices saying, "Wow, you're good at that. Did you go to school?" And so I say to the Lord, "Massage therapy? Are you serious?
My
massage?
Goodness. Wow.
So, long story short, I ended up writing a business plan for massage therapy.
Wow.
And I mean, you should see this business plan. When I showed it to one of my friends, she goes, "Oh my God, it's like a Bible." And I said, "You know what? Like I said, it's only the tip of the iceberg, because if you think about God's mind, infinite, right? So, I mean, I didn't even know all this was in me. I mean, as I started writing and, you know, gathering the information and the revelation that God had, that's what I ended up with. And I'm sure that given more time, I probably would have had, you know, even volumes, you know,
wow.
in terms of the vision that God had planted in me. So, you know, I didn't know. All I knew is that I would have a business. I was not clear on what that business would be. And you're right. I remember in one class session, one of the instructors, he said, you know, he asked a question. He said, is your business, or will your business be a Christian business? And immediately, you know, I heard God say, raise your hand. I didn't want to, but the Lord told me to. So I raised my hand, and when he saw me, he called on me. He said, well, what do you say? And I said, yes, it is.
Wow.
And he responded by saying, no, it's not. That shocked me, because, you know, this is the Joseph School, so he says, no, it's not.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm from New York, so I said, yes, it is. I had, you know, my little neck thing going on. Yes, it is.
So
he came back at me. He said, no, it's not. And then I paused, and I said, you know what? I clearly understand what you're saying. No, I will not. I know. I see it. I won't have, you know, Linda's Christian massage, you know, therapy, or, you know, John 3:16 massage, you know. I know that. It's not like I'm going to wear, you know, my faith out there like that. However, I am a Christian, and, you know, I will run my business by Christian principles. And, you know, it's the Spirit of God within me, so it's impossible for my business not to be a Christian business. Now, it's not just for Christians, right? So I want him to understand that I understood where he was coming from, but at the root, at the very core, you better believe this is a Christian business. I don't reserve anything about who I am. And the main thing is, you know, with all my clients, I know that when someone walks through that door, that it wasn't anything that, I mean, I know how to do promotions, and even Demetrius was responding to a promotion that I just did, right, Demetrius? So I know how to do promotions, and I know all that, but you better believe that I fully understand that it's God that has called that person to that place.
Wow.
So I don't exalt myself above the power of God, because, you know, listen to this. My very first client, and I heard a pastor give this testimony about someone else years ago, but this is my own personal testimony. My very first client called me over 7 years ago, and she said, you know, I just saw your ad in the newspaper, and I would like to make an appointment with you. Now, this is my very first client. I mean, I had never seen anyone. And I said to her, excuse me, ma'am, I didn't have an ad in the newspaper. She said, yes, you did. That's how
wow.
I got your number. And so I'm here once again going back and forth with her, and finally the Lord said, close your mouth. You didn't put the ad in the paper, but there is an ad in the paper for you.
Wow.
So I'm telling you, you know, I understand that this is God's business, and so when I am about his business, you know, everything, it's all gravy. I mean, it's like, you know, God is the one who calls the clients. He's the one that, you know, positions me to be seen. He puts my name out there. People sometimes, you know, they ask, you know, I ask them, well, how did you find out about me? And they'll say, you know, your website. And, you know, and you have to understand the website, I was going to pay someone $3,000 to build it, and the Holy Spirit told me not to, that he was going to show me how to do it. I built a website from scratch, not knowing prior to that any web design codes or anything. God showed me how to do it in a week.
Hold up now. See, we didn't have one of them aha moments now. See, Demetrius, she dropped one of them wisdom keys from Jake's, and then you just came and said that the Lord showed you how to build a website, and you did it in a week from scratch.
Yes, from scratch.
You know what?
Not one of these templates that you can get now and you can just fill in the information. No, from scratch, from ground zero.
Oh my goodness! You know me.
Can I just say something about the website?
Yes, please.
I've never seen anything like it. And anybody who has not been on Total Restoration's website, just go and check out the ease at which you can schedule, which you can determine what kind of massage is best for you. It was just effortless. And when I looked at it, I thought, wow. what a fantastic model for any business.
My goodness. My goodness. Well, you know, Linda, we're going to have a conversation after this show, right?
you already scheduled, Dwayne. You're on my schedule already.
Wait, I'm not a fool. I know what gift says in front of me right now. You too. I'm going to be calling you up, too.
Yeah, but it's wonderful. It's just wonderful to know that you are in your purpose. You know, and I tell my clients all the time, when you come to the door and you see me smiling, I'm smiling because I know that I'm doing what God called me to do. And, you know, I have no reservations when I wake up in the morning. I'm excited to go in and, you know, and to just be, like you said, of service to someone else. It's not about me. I always told my children, you know what, everything that you do, always see others. Don't be so self-absorbed thinking that it's all about you, because, you know, what is the first chapter of the purpose-driven life? It's not about you.
Yeah.
It's not about you. It's not about any of us, you know, and so We are positioned in this earth, you know, for others. And when you put others first and you work as if it is unto God, you won't worry. You won't have to worry about being promoted. I mean, every position that I ever held when I worked in corporate, they always, I have it documented. They would always come to me because I worked as if it was unto God. What I mean by that, I didn't go in every day thinking, oh, well, if I don't do this, my supervisor's not going to see me. Or if I get here this time, my supervisor. No, God saw me. And so every time I got promoted, you know what happened? They came to me and said, Linda, we're starting this department over here. Would you do us a favor and go over here and work in this department? I had it documented three times this happened when I got promoted.
Mm-mm-mm.
The very last position I got promoted to, they sent out an email to, you know, the other my other colleagues, and the email says, this position was created for Linda.
My goodness. You know, as the both of you all were talking, you know, God was just giving me some scriptures as I was listening to Demetrius and I'm listening to Linda. You know, the scripture that the Lord dropped in me was Proverbs 18:6. And it's a very familiar scripture to us because it says a man or a woman's gift, you know, it's going to make room for you. Over in the Amplified, it says a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. But check this out, ladies.
Oh, sure.
The Lord told me to look at it in the Message Bible. And this is what it said. It said, y'all both write this down. So y'all wrote y'all stuff down. That y'all write down. Bye. You know, man. All right, here we go. It says, a gift gets attention. My goodness. It says, a gift gets attention. Then it says this. Check this out, Linda. And it says, it buys the attention of eminent people. So the gift is going to pay to get their attention for them to then turn around and pay us. Because that's exactly what happens. People are not paying you for your education. They're paying you for your gift. You know, the education, you're meeting the criteria on paper, you know, but it's the gift that's going to make room, it's going to sustain, it's going to promote.
Amen.
And I think that's so important to make sure our listening audience get that. You know, parents and youth alike need to get that because, you know, I'm in the ministry of youth, and Linda, I'm so excited about the other direction that the Lord is taking you into as well. And I want you to talk a little bit about that too. But you know, when I'm listening to the young people talk, Demetrius, and you know this because you are very actively involved in Teen Train, those kids will talk a lot about how their parents are putting pressure on them to do X, Y, and Z. And so one of the things that I try to do to alleviate some of that pressure when I'm ministering to the parent is pay attention to the child. Pay attention to their areas of interest. What do they get excited about? You know what I mean? Because now we're talking about that vision. We're talking about that purpose. We're talking about operating in that gift. You know, one person on my staff, she always tells the story that, you know, when she's a kid, she would play teacher for hours and hours and hours and hours. Well, guess what she is today? She's a teacher. You know what I mean?
And
the parent didn't necessarily notice that, you know, trying to steer her in a whole other direction, where she ends up. She ends up in the classroom standing for kids. First, she was standing in front of her stuffed animals and dolls. Now she's standing in front of real live people. And, you know, Linda, I heard you talked about you will massage to people just to help them to calm down and focus on and so forth. That was the gift even then. And then Demetrius, you just got the anointing of counsel on you so strong. It's just it's ridiculous, girl. And so, you know, but and then as an attorney, you know, there it is. It flows out. But you know what? I want the both of you all, Demetrius, can you handle this one first? Talk about how important the God factor is in business as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if neither one of us are blind to what's going on out here. You know, you hear it in the songs and lyrics, money, 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 right? Money, fame, power, even the latest big boxing extravaganza that took place with Floyd Mayweather. You know, I think his little tagline is money, power, respect or something like that. And it seems like, you know, if you just look at that for what it simply says, hey, that can send you off because it'll have you pursuing the wrong thing. So, Demetrius, why don't you tackle this first? Talk about how important the God factor is as an entrepreneur.
Well, let me say this first. I presented yesterday at the UIC Small Business Forum, and a man came up to me, and he was talking to me about his business and everything that he had tried to do to get it up and going, and he kept kind of running into these hiccups. So I stopped him, and I said, "Dear Heavenly Father, we're just going to ask right now that you take jurisdiction over the business, and we're going to speak to angels, and there's not going to be any more toil in this business. Every single thing that he needs, we are telling the angels to go out and get it. Every bit of finance, every employer, every plan, give them the witty ideas, and we're going to do it right now in Jesus' name." And I did it before I even thought whether or not he was a believer. And I said, are you a believer? And he said, "Well, you know, I'm a believer, but I really think that y'all ought to leave. Like, you know, I need to separate God and the business." And he just kind of went there with me, right?
Wow.
And so I kind of had to check myself because I just went right into spiritual mode without, because that's who I am, without realizing who I was talking to. I'm all in the public forum, right? But that's okay because we're ambassadors in the kingdom where we go.
There you go.
I take rulership right there every foot.
Demetrius, you ain't scared, huh?
All right, sir. So I told him, I said, "You want me to take, look, check out what I said. I said, you want me to take the angels back?" And he said, "No." And I said, "I don't think you do."
Okay.
Because if you're not going to do it God's way, then keep doing what you're doing and you're going to keep failing. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. And so he had to, you know, he was like, "Okay, well, I'm going to make an appointment with you, and we're going to do some talking." And I said, "Yeah, I think we need to do some talking, maybe on the level that you don't even realize right now." Because Dr. Winston teaches it's all spiritual first.
Yep.
You can't have something in the physical unless it was spiritual.
Yeah.
So one of the things I have Martinique Dickey who works at Teal, and I almost started to say she works for me, but you know, this sister is so anointed on her own that we have developed over. She's been there for 2 years, so I started a confession that we say when we come in every single morning. So whether I'm there or 10 people are there or one person is there, whoever gets in, y'all go ahead and open the office with a confession, speaking to that day, speaking to everything that's supposed to happen. And it's really, really interesting. And sometimes it's in our individual lives because sometimes you just need to share. I can't really, you know, start working on somebody else because I got these issues within me and they're going to consume me. So I say, look, get them out. Let's deal with it. You know, let's anoint it. Let's bind up the enemy, and then we're gonna go ahead and do what we need to do for the business for the day. So that is, and you, because Linda, you were talking about, you know, having a Christian business, and so that's one of the places that I do draw the line. We do pray, and and if it means that you got to take a break and pray about something that's happened with your kid, I'd rather you take a break and let's deal with you and your babies, because that's really important to me. That's that God's heart, and it's definitely got to be at my heart. So I really, Duane, I think that the Muslim religion does this. I really don't separate business and my God.
Right.
I know that some people do, but it works for me. I see the growth. I know that what God promised me, he already did it before the very foundations of this earth. Still Farms is international, baby.
Come
and
on,
you know
now.
What I'm
watch
saying?
Yourself
and it's going, and that's
what God said. See, that's why I hang around y'all, because see, y'all pass the block, you know what I mean? See, it'd be different to me just if you said, you know, Till Farm is about, you know, just, man, just this block we own. Then I'd be like, oh, we got to end this interview.
On the block.
But it's international, that's right.
It's okay. If your thing is completely local, I think that's important, too. You know, I just started to learn, and I've learned this through my clients. Some people don't want to be huge. I have one lawyer friend. He only takes, you know, like superstar basketball, football players, and he has like two or three clients a year.
Okay.
So he wants it small. He bought another house, and his house is his office.
Wow.
So that's relative, but it's what God said and what you desire. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell Linda that when she was going through that business, deciding what business, it was a time that, let me see, me, her, and two other people, I see their faces, but I don't know their names. We prayed that thing out right after service. And we all sat there and cried. And people, and you know, the ushers were moving stuff around us. And that's before you started the business. And I remember that very well.
Wow. That's awesome. That is so awesome. That's powerful. That is so powerful.
Yes.
You know, you talked about that. And let me interject this before I have Linda to tackle this. You know, I was at T-Mobile, you know, getting a new phone. And the guy that was taking my order, he was a Muslim. And he and I had some conversation. Very nice young man, but you know, in the middle of the conversation, you know what he did? He said, "Excuse me." He said, "I gotta step to the back. I gotta pray." I said, "What, dude? I got somewhere to go." But then I started laughing. I said, "Go ahead, man." I said, "Go ahead." You know, his eyes got a buck when I did that initially. I said, "Man, what you talking about? I got somewhere to go. I'm gonna pay some money, and then you gonna pull that one." Then I just said, "I was just kidding. Go ahead." But that blessed me. Because that goes right back to what you were saying, Demetrius. You know, this brother is, he's not separating his God from whatever it is he's doing. It's like, you know what, y'all going to hire me, just know what I believe and accept it. You know what I mean? And so he's not backing down. And so
let me interject something in here, Brother Dwayne, about just the youth. Because, you know, I'm raising, I have raised. A wonderful woman of God. But
yes, you have.
Along the way, there are times when you don't see God as relevant in your life. And that's, you know, when the world kind of sits in and the music is different and you don't have to go to church every day because you're out of the house, or every weekend because ain't nobody watching, nobody's, you know, making you get up in the morning. You kind of think that you got it all together and you know what you're doing. And so one of the conversations that we had very recently was, well, you know, I don't know, Christianity might not be the way to go. There's yoga and there's, you know, all these other things. And I said, you know, point blank, and this is something that I took from Bishop Tudor Bismarck, Jesus was not a Christian.
Mm.
Jesus was preaching the kingdom.
Yeah.
Right.
You may decide to go other ways. I decided to go outside. You really cannot get away from the kingdom. This is a kingdom mindset. So for anyone, especially the young people who are thinking, oh, I'm not sure, you know, somebody else is doing it a different way. I tried different ways. I found that Jesus was the only way.
The only way.
But.
Yep.
If you do decide this way, we pray that you don't go far, but also know that this is kingdom business.
This is
about taking ownership and you know, chucking it up for the kingdom, showing love, showing respect to others so that God gets the glory.
Yes. That's good. I'm glad you did interject that too, Demetrius, because I think that's very important that people understand that those that follow what Jesus did are called Christians. You know, what he did, he came and he brought the kingdom, which was love, peace, restoration, wholeness, forgiveness, you know, victory, you know, just healing. That's why all the religion had to go, because truth was now on the scene and it was kingdom business. And so, you know, and when you, I truly believe, Linda and Demetrius, when people that's in the body of Christ begin to have that mindset, it's going to be easy to get folks in the kingdom then, because then you even take those titles off and then you help folks to understand assignments. And I think that's a powerful way to see it. Now, Linda, let me ask you now, because Demetrius, she's so funny. She said she was trying to book an appointment with you. You know, I got one I'm looking so forward to. But one of the things that Linda does that I think is so powerful, and Demetrius, you do it, we do it at Teen Train, you know, you pray before you do what you do. So talk about the God factor as it pertains to your business.
Oh, yes. But, you know, just to continue on what I was saying earlier is, you know, identity is key. You know, what's that saying that says, when the purpose of a thing is unknown, abuse is inevitable?
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, I know who I am, and I know my giftings and my calling, and I know that, you know, God is yet revealing, you know, even more. But where I am right now, I know what it is that I'm supposed to do. So that being said, you know, God established within me, you know, before I started the business, I saw myself, you know, praying over my clients. So what I do is when someone comes in, you know, I leave the room and allow them to prepare themselves and, you know, get on the table. And then when I go back in, I let them know, listen, I do offer prayer if you would like me to. However, if not, you can tell me to begin. And in the years that I've been, you know, administering massage, I can tell you, I can count probably on one hand the people that may have said no. And this is both, you know, relevant to Christians and non-Christians. I've had some Christians say no. You understand? So it's not, you know, there's no, you know, boundaries or whatever. But in the ones, I can tell you this, I remember one evening when I had worked at the office and I was there really late, and I was leaving to go home, and God just encouraged me to look at my phone. I saw that I had missed a call, and the person left a message, and I called them back. And it just so happened to be one of the individuals that I remembered at that time that was adamant about me not praying. And mind you, I'm not trying to force anyone. This is just what, you know, I've been instructed to do. So it was this particular woman, and she had moved here from another state, and she was here. And she was an attorney, too, Demetrius. But she had moved here from another state, and she called me, and I called her back, and this is what she said. She said, you know, I'm having a very difficult, she said, I had a very difficult day, and, you know, this job is just weighing on me. She said, but I feel like if I came to your office and had you pray for me, everything would be okay.
Wow.
Amen.
And, you know, there's no business in the spirit, because I could have prayed for her right there, but God said, you know what, let her come in. Let her come in and get right back on that table and pray for her. So this is what I did, you know.
And pay.
Because, look, that's what her faith was, right?
Right. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, you know, I wasn't a fit, because when people say no, they're not rejecting me.
Right.
You know, like God told Samuel, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. If you're doing what God calls you to do, then they're not rejecting you, it's God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, so still today I offer prayer. I just had a new client that came in. He travels with a rock band, like heavy metal. And, you know, and immediately I told him, you know, I don't talk during the massage. And so I said, you know, it's a client control setting. So if you desire to talk, you know, you can talk. And he said, you know, I don't mind if you talk, but I'm always quiet. I let the client initiate the conversation.
Yeah.
So I started on the session, and then the Lord reminded me, you didn't pray for him. So I said, I took my hands off of him, and I said, you know what, I forgot to let you know that I do offer prayer. And so he says, you know, he said, I'm not a religious man, but he said, I feel like you're supposed to pray for me.
Wow.
And so I pray for him. And after the session, I mean, and so, you know, we talk a little bit during the session. I tell him, I say, you know what? I said, it's like I feel you're purging from all the stuff that you went through when you were on the road traveling with this band. I feel like this is a purging session. Like, you're getting rid of all that. And he agreed.
Wow.
And so when he got up, he was amazed. And when he got up, he said, you know, this is the first time I've ever felt
like what I thought I should feel like in my body. He said, I've never felt this way before, but I always knew this was a place I could be. Mm. And he said, it's amazing. So needless to say, you know, I mean, I just see how God moves. And, you know, a lot of times it's not what we say, it's what we do, because people are watching. Yeah. And, you know, if you can let your life speak and, you know, just, you know, be who God called you to be. Even when Demetrius was talking about, you know, just the application of your faith in your business practice, even when I was in international trade at the bank, you know, God told me to go to my superiors and tell them that we needed to have prayer in there. So, you know, I have a spirit of boldness that God gave me. Hey, I'm like my daddy. I went in there, and I said exactly what God told me to say to this man. I said, listen, you know, when I came through the door the other day, the Lord said that these people in here look like Hebrew slaves.
Wow.
And God says that we need to pray in here. And so he sat back, and this is a senior officer at the bank.
Wow.
He sat back in his chair, and he said, this is what he said, okay. I almost fell out of my chair because, you know, not that I didn't believe God was going to do it, but I didn't think it was going to be that easy. And he simply said, okay. He said, well, I'll have my admin make an appointment with you with HR, and this is what he said to me. He said, you say to them exactly what you said to me.
My goodness.
I went to HR. I said to them exactly what I said to him, and they said, okay.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
And they gave me permission to use the boardroom.
Wow.
And I told them, I said, you know.
That's powerful.
But I told them, I said, it's for whosoever will. I said, now, you have to understand, I'm not going to go around forcing people or make people feel bad if they don't. I said, if you will allow me to send an email to everyone in the bank to let them know that we will be praying at this time in this place, then, you know, it's for whosoever will, whoever wants to come. And, you know, we started out with a small group, and by the time I left that bank, we were all praying around this huge boardroom table holding hands. I mean, God grew it. But here it is, you know. So whenever people tell me, whenever people are, you know, like schemish about being who they are, who God called them to be, you know, like Demetrius was saying, you know, I am a son. Mm. I am a son. And so wherever I go, my sonship goes with my father is covering me. So there's never anywhere that I go that I'm squeamish about, you know, saying everyone else is saying who they are.
That's true. Everybody.
Why should I shrink back? And so you know what? I'm like, they can't take my life. The worst they could say is no. And guess what? That's not going to hurt me. But as long as I know that I've done what God has called me to do. And, you know, one of the things that God showed me is that's how promotion would come. I mean, the positions were already mine because, you know, one thing that I've been focusing on lately is God's grace.
Yeah.
How, you know, all these things that we're doing, it was already done. We're just walking it out in the natural. So, you know, but one of the things God showed me is that, you know, when you do what he tells you to do, it just places you in position to receive.
Mm-mm-mm.
It simply places you in position to receive with grace, because Jesus said on the cross, it is finished.
It is finished. My goodness. That's good stuff, Linda. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because I love the boldness that's on the both of you all. And you know, and like I said, I know you both personally. I know you both professionally. And it's a blessing to know you both. And I'm gonna tell you something. Just as I'm sitting here listening to the both of y'all, we got some work to do together. We really do, because it's you know, it's about, you know, just collaborating and getting out here and everybody being bold, because that thing is contagious. You know, our young people, mm-hmm. they're not as bold. You know, they know they want to do business. They know they're called to be entrepreneurs, even some parents who are listening.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Businesses that they
it's
want
not too
to
late.
Their dreams. Come on now. There's things that they want to do. And you know, and just the both of you all, you know, Demetrius, I know you ain't go back, you know, to because like your daughter, both, all you know, just for everybody to know that's listening, I know Linda's mm-hmm. kids. I was their counselor at the school and everything. And
Demetrius,
her oldest daughter that she talks about, she's actually one of my Teen Train student ambassadors, for which that's going to be a whole other radio talk show, because that ambassador program is a powerful, powerful program.
Yeah.
But the thing that I find to be just absolutely awesome is that people do not really know what Linda really had to go to get where she's at, and what Demetrius had to go to get where she's mm-hmm. at. But what you do need to know is that mm-hmm. they are here. They made it
through.
And if they can do it, anybody that's listening, you can do it. You know, Linda is a single mom, and her kids are at top schools. I sometimes be like, man, that girl know how to pray, because she's getting it done, because, you know, she operates a business. Her son is over at Fenwick, which is one of the top private schools in the whole city of Chicago, and then her daughter is at a top university. Which one is it, Linda?
She's at my alma mater, the University of South Carolina. She's studying medicine.
Studying medicine, watch yourself. You see what I'm talking about? And then Demetrius over here just tearing up the whole, she international. And her daughter is so creative, and she's so
nice. I love her.
And sits down and talks to Ashley. I mean, Ashley just, man, Ashley is something. She is just so powerful when she talks, just the gift that's on the inside of her. And then she got this little precious little baby that I just want to grab and run away with. But she is just so beautiful. And you can just see that whole thing, that she has an awesome husband, too. So, but you know, just balancing all these things and still getting out there doing what you're called to do. I'm telling you, young people, parents, it's not too late. Linda said it best. It is not too late. You can do it. You should do it. And one of the things I want the both of you all to talk about also briefly is what advice would you give to the youth and to the parents that are listening? What would you say to them, Demetrius, if we, because one of the things that I'm going to do, and I got to get both of y'all, first before you answer, can y'all promise me that I get y'all both back on the show again?
Oh, most definitely.
Good. Demetrius, can we get you back?
No doubt. No doubt.
There it is. So, look, Demetrius, and I know you teaching a class, too. Are you still okay? Do you have to go? Can you finish out?
No, I'm fine. Okay. They're on their own. No, Brother Calvin's in there.
Look, Demetrius, she bounced a lot of things here. But let's get Demetrius. Do you want to tackle the question first, Demetrius, or you want me to have Linda go first? Maybe we have
I'm so excited about my
question. What advice would you give to the youth and to the parents that are listening right now? I mean, because, you know, again, our whole focus today is pursuing the vision, you know, operating in purpose and your gift. What advice would you give them, Linda?
One of the things that came, I mean, right to the top before you even called me was something that God would have me tell Mariah and Jordan all the time, and it was do what you are required to do so that you can do what you desire to do.
Say that again.
And do what you are required to do so that you can do what you desire to do.
My,
you know, the word of God says that that God gives us the desires of our hearts. And so sometimes people think that there's something that they look on, that they are looking at, and that God will give it to them because they're desiring it. No, He placed the desire in your heart first. You know, we don't work from the outside in; it's from the inside out. But you know, but what I found is that sometimes people they want to go places and they desire to do things, but they're not willing to do the work.
Yeah.
You know, Demetrius and I, you know, we had to get up every day, you know. I mean, times when, you know, you may not want to get up. You know, there are times when you may want to sit there and watch television or tweet or be on Facebook. But there's something that you are required to do.
Mm.
So do it. That Twitter will be there. Facebook. I mean, I'm talking to adults, too. Facebook will be there.
Yes,
Twitter will be there. But, you know, your destiny, you know, I mean, you have to go after it. You have to go after it. And so, I don't know, there's a gentleman that I've been listening to lately, Eric Thomas. Have you ever heard of him?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I have to put you on to him. Oh, my God, phenomenal. Yeah. But there's something that he said that really caught my attention the other day. And he was like, you know, seize the opportunity before the chance to, I want to say it exactly how he said it, okay? Because, I mean, this was so powerful. And when I saw it, I said, that's it, because sometimes opportunities come and people are hemming and hawing and not, you know, seizing it. And then before you know it, it's too late. He said, seize the opportunity before the time to seize the opportunity is gone.
Mm, my goodness.
You know, so because you have, I mean, like I said, it's never too late. But what I mean by saying this or repeating what he said is that we have the will of God. So, you know, you can do things in time, you know. But the perfect timing, that's God's perfect will. So you got to be about it. When it comes, when it's placed before you, jump in. Don't allow fear to stop you. Just jump in. So do what you're required to do. You know, there may be something, you know, so you may, you know, if it is that you desire, you know, things or, you know, whatever position, you know, it's not just going to come to you easily. I mean, you know, we all have to, God is all, he has already placed within us the ability or the enablement to do the things that he's brought to us. So don't look at the external. Go deeper, because the Word of God says, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the next verse says, so that you can prove to yourself. Read in the Amplified. It says so you can prove to yourself, because God already knows who you are.
Wow.
You need to know who you are, so when these opportunities come, so you can see what's in your heart.
Yes, that's good. That is so good. You know, as you were talking, you know, I'm over here, look, that's what happens when you start hooking up with ministers, boy. That's like moving around. Look, scriptures flying all over the place over here. Look, girl, I was over to Proverbs chapter 6, as you were saying, what you said, and I wrote this down, because when I interview people on this show, I've learned it too, boy. I praise God for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all learning.
That's right. She said, do what you're required to do so you can do what you desire
to do. Can do what you desire to do.
Check this out. And then I went over to Proverbs chapter 6, in verse 6, and it says this. It says, take a lesson from the ants, you lazy bones.
Mm.
Learn from their ways and become wise. It says, though they have no prince or governor to rule or ruler to make them work, they labor hard all summer, gathering food for the winter. So the ants are doing what they got to do.
Yeah.
What's required, okay?
Because that's
right. The desire so they can eat during those winter months. And so I love that, because, you know, you're telling our listening audience, man, don't be afraid. Get out there and do it.
Don't be afraid.
And see, that's what the Bible says. They overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony, because, you know, these are, you know, because of the blood, we're all overcomers. And then the testimony is people that were courageous enough to believe what God said and did it. And then they got on the other side, and now they tell you, come on over. And that's what Demetrius is doing.
And, Dwayne, you know, that when God gave that to me from Orion Jordan, I mean, check it out. It wasn't a scripture. It was just a simple saying that he said to me. You know, hearing the voice of God is important. And so when I said this, do you know that made such a mark in their lives, because they would come home from school and I would not have to tell Mariah or Jordan to do their homework.
Yep.
I mean, they would just get, because it was required of them. Your teacher gave you homework. You know, you do your homework, then you can do what you desire to do after that.
That's awesome. That is so beautiful, and I tell you, I just love it. Demetrius, are you back, or are you talking to Barack Obama now? What you got going on now?
She's helping them figure out this whole governmental fight.
This whole shutdown, right?
You're so funny.
Demetrius probably over there right now, boy, giving them some wise counsel. Watch out, Demetrius.
you've covered it in so many different ways. But one of the real good examples, I think, in my life is running the marathon, because you're going to be training for 9 months. You know what you want at the end of it, but there's a mind change, there's a physical change. You have to change your diet.
Demetrius.
The way that you look at your spirituality. And one of, like, every year that I run the marathon, there's always one thing that I'm working on, right? So this year is, and I've probably been working on this all of my life, but that's getting up and getting going at, you know, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, which is what you have to do in order to be fired up and pumped up to run at 5:30. Mm. So it starts really with a real determination of your goal. This is what I'm doing, and no matter what happens, I'm not going to let anything stop me. So my name, you know, in JBS, you all know this, you have to have an adjective for the whole time period. I've always been determined Demetrius. Determination is one of my strongholds. You know, it's knowing yourself, it's knowing your strengths, it's knowing your weaknesses. So at a very, very young age, I said, I'm going to be a judge. Now, I don't know anybody who's ever been a judge. I don't really even know what that means at that point, but that's what I'm going to do. So then, in my mind, I had to fill in every single step that it took to be a judge, right?
There's no exception.
You don't get any, you know, free pass. Being a judge means that you got to be a lawyer first. In order to be a lawyer first, you got to go to law school. In order to go to law school, you got to get, you know, some kind of undergraduate degree. In order to get in school, you got to get scholarships where you are, whether that's grade school, you got to make the grade. So you look at that goal, and then you go backwards. And I still do this. I have a jury trial coming up next week. Here's where I want to be. I want to win.
Wow.
So what does it mean to win? I need my witnesses in place. I need my experts in place. In order to have my experts in place, I need a lot of dough. Do y'all know experts cost a lot of money? All of that stuff you need in place. Do you know what I mean? And then, you know, I got to have my suits because, believe you me, I can't wear the suits that, you know, that I wore last week or, I mean, not last week, but last year. I need a new suit.
But
you know what I mean?
To be sharp up in there,
You don't jury pick it up. Jury see every single detail. They see when I have my eyebrows done. So,
they'd be like, look at her shoes. They're not even polished, huh?
Right. It could be a distraction, right?
Yeah.
And you're thinking about lunch because you can't go out eating McDonald's hamburgers and think that you're going to be really thinking straight and clear. It's not going to work. You got to get some greens in your diet. You got to sign up for your massage. You got to talk to Linda beforehand so you can get the massage and go on the way. You know what I mean? There is nothing planning.
You have
got to be organized. So I say go for your goal, but back up and know where your half mark is.
Wow.
No, you know, three steps. Pull out your calendar. Let me just say something about calendars. Sometimes I can't use my smartphone. Sometimes I drop the smartphone, the thing stops working. There's all kind of issues. You got to write that stuff down. Look at it. You know what I'm saying? Muddle over it. Write the scriptures that apply. Say what you need to say. You know what you need to say. And the other thing is you know what you need to do. And if you don't know what you need to do, go to somebody and talk to them about what it is that you need to do. Go to somebody who has done it before. Most of the time, this is the best thing I love about law. Most of the time, I am not creating anything. Most of the time, I am using my thoughts to understand how to apply the laws in a new situation, but the majority of those laws, those rules, those forms, they don't change.
Right.
So it's there. If you want to know how to do something, God forbid, you got Google. Everything.
Me too.
Google it and figure out how to do it. There's a video. If you want, this is something else. I don't know, you know, you guys use, what is it called? TED is a website for anything that you want to learn, high-level learning experiences, educational seminars online.
Demetrius? TED?
It's called TED, TED.com. And you Google it on anything that you want to learn. I want to learn how to be a masonry, you know. I want a masonry company. And so somebody on it, and they can tell you exactly what it takes to do it. So it's that kind of stuff. In this day and age, you cannot say, I did not know. I did not understand, because you have resources at your fingertips. If you can tweet, if you can Facebook, you can figure it out. And as simple as dealing with your navigation. Take the first step, pray about it, get your plan in order, and walk it out. And if you fall, get back up and do it again. Everybody fails. The light bulb, he said that in creating the light bulb, there were only 110, mistries or something like that.
Right,
failure is just a way to learn what else to do. I don't even sweat failure. Okay, okay, missed it at that point. Let me re-examine, let me debrief and see where I went wrong. Okay, the next time we didn't do it like that.
Mm.
Next time, if you know, like my time last year, I said, okay, now I got to work on a little something. Here's what we're going to do. Next year, we're going to get up just a little bit earlier. So that's it. I mean, you're making, it's not always these really, really huge steps that you're taking. It's
right.
The little stuff, it's the details that you're determined to go through it.
Wow. You know what? I'm telling you, both of you all are just absolutely phenomenal, and just the information, the wisdom that you've dropped. I'm telling you, I could talk to y'all till tomorrow. I promise you I could, but I know both of y'all probably went out of time to do that. But let me ask you, as we are bringing our interview to a close, I'd like to start with you, Demetrius. Can you tell us what's next for the Till Firms? What's next for Demetrius? Because, you know, you got a lot of stuff going on, but what is it? Because one of the things that we do in Teen Train, we help our young people to get where they you know, want to be right now, but then we talk about where they want to be later on as well. So it's like, you know, let's come here, but let's keep going. So it's like, don't stop. Always keep, you know, continuing with this process and trying to be better and better and better. Keep growing, because life don't stop. Experiences don't stop. Change is constant. So, Demetrius, what's next for you? And also, at the close of that, tell our listening audience how to contact you. You know, what's the best way to reach you if they want to, you know, run up on this awesome attorney and tap into the services that you have to offer?
Praise the Lord. Okay, so what's next for me is my focus has to change to giving back. I have found that the people who are most successful, and I tend to study, you know, I want to know, you know, what were people doing to be successful? So I'm working on a non-for-profit. It's called TEAT. So the for-profit side is the Evans International Law Firm, or TEAL. And then the non-for-profit is the Evans Exoneration Project. So I really want to look at this prison industrial complex and this injustice system that I'm seeing and try to understand, why is it, you know, filled up with African-American and Latino people? I mean, what's going on, and how do I affect it? Not personally, because I know I need a team of people, just, you know, just in trying to get the non-for-profit status. And from Duane, you know what it's like going through that and doing grants and having fundraising. So, you know, I'm putting that in place, putting the board in place, and I want to set some very serious goals about how many people that I can help in the prisons and as they come out. You know, where's my part? What can I do to affect that situation? I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of, you know, why we get there, our mentality and being there. But I am very, very interested in the creative mind for business that I see in people who are there. I mean, I understand why Satan is so busy. I get it, because there's some ideas that could be patented and, you know, trademarked that the world would just be, they'd be blown away with. So I think that that's next for me. You can reach me at the Till Firms, tillfirms.com on the web, 708-531-1740. Is the phone number, and my email address is d.evans@tillfirms. I give free consultations all the time about whatever it is. You know, if we just need to pray for a couple of minutes, I'm cool with that. Send me an email, and I will respond.
You know what? And let me say this to the listening audience. Demetrius is, she is phenomenal, and she says she wants to give back. Demetrius is already giving back. I can tell you that for a fact. You know, she's a part of Teen Train. And Demetrius, and let me say this to you, anything Teen Train can do to help you, you know, with everything that you're doing. You know, these students are here. You know, we're here. So I just want to let you know we love you so much. You're doing a fabulous work. And
Thank you.
Are going to be talking again, because I want to schedule a time so I could get both of you all on there individually and talk to you about some other different things as well. But Demetrius, you are doing a great work, girl. Thank you so much. If you can hold
bless
on, that'll
you.
Be cool.
I'll take you up on it.
Go.
I'm taking you up on it.
Yeah, you better take me up on it because I'm telling you, it's time. I'm telling you, this train moving, girl. Yes, it is. That's right. And let me say something else, too, really quick, too. Demetrius, when she talked about them 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock runs, she not playing you all because, you know, I did the marathon, too. You know, I don't talk much about it, folks. Most folks won't know it either because, you know, I just be, man, I catch a bus now. I get in that cab and get to the finish line. But I will see Demetrius out there running to her. So, whoa, 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 I'm going to push her down. Well, I'm like, girl, what is, what are you so excited about? You know, 4:30 in the morning.
Wow.
You remember we used to see each other crossing Demetrius?
So encouraged by you, Brother Dwayne.
Yeah, she
would
come
past
and be like, woo, I was like, woo, 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 yeah, okay. Yeah, but that's Demetrius for you all. Now, Linda, why don't you tell us what's next for you and, you know, and how can our listening audience contact you?
Okay. Well, what's next for me is, it's quickly approaching. And one of the other things, in addition to total restoration massage therapy, I have two other ministries that I'm actually heading right now. The first one is Mission Aliyah International.
Wow.
And Mission Aliyah, we are setting the standard for the rise to excellence in every young girl's life.
Mm.
So, Friday, October 25th, starting at 6:30 until Sunday morning, October 27th, ending at 10 o'clock that morning. We, Mission Aliyah is presenting and hosting our first event, and it's called the 2013 Purity is Popular Leadership Summit. And our slogan says, elevate your thinking and you elevate your life.
Wow.
And this summit is being held at the beautiful Indian Lakes Resort out in Bloomingdale, Illinois.
Yes.
And God told me to expect no less than 100 girls. I'm expecting 100 plus. Amen. And so the whole premise of Mission Aliyah, I mean, already God said, look, you are the premier faith-based maximum impact leadership and mentorship initiative.
Come on,
for young girls ages 11 to 16.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're really focusing on providing them with leadership and mentorship, you know, assistance and, you know, in every realm of their lives, spiritually, socially, physically. And what we desire to do, our endeavor is to just expand and develop the platform from which they will be prepared and positioned to launch forth into their God-ordained destinies.
Yeah.
You know, the Word of God says that, you know, if the foundation is not sure, you know, then how can a man stand? What will he do?
That's right.
And
that's
so
right.
We just want to, you know, help these young people and their parents just to fortify that foundation so that, you know, just like when Mariah and I'm sure when Ashley went off to school, we were not worried about them.
That's right.
You know, because we knew that we trained them up in the way they should go, and now they, you know, you give them their wings and they fly. You know, as a parent, you never stop being a parent.
Yeah.
But what we endeavor to do with Mission Aliyah is to partner. You know, we're not trying to replace a parent, you know.
Right.
I mean, as you can imagine, there's some people, they drop off their kids and they want you to be the parent. No.
Right.
We are partnering with the parents to train up these young girls, ages 11 to 16. So, you know, God spoke to me about purity. And purity is not just, you know, people, the first thing they think of is, you know, abstinence or sexual purity. And, you know, surely that's an aspect of purity, but taking it to, you know, the true level, and that is, you know, how God sees things, how God thinks, the mind of God, the heart of God. And so we want to make an impartation and just, you know, share with these young people that, you know what, just like I was sharing with you how I didn't separate, and Demetrius was saying you don't separate God from any part of your life, it's like the Hebrews, that's what they thought, that's what the Israelites thought, you know, thought, that there was no part of their lives that they separated, their diet was connected to God. You know, their work, you know, what they put their hands to was connected to God. So we desire to help these young people see how do you implement, how do you activate your faith in your relationships? How do you activate that in, you know, what you believe God has called you to do? because there is a way to do it. So we desire to partner with them, to walk alongside them, you know, until, you know, they leave to go to high school, I mean, to college. And then God has recently been showing me that, you know what, there's going to be another part of Mission Aaliyah and looking at a whole restorative part of Mission Aaliyah to take to college campuses, you know.
Wow.
Because one of the things Mariah's been sharing with me is, you know, she calls me. We pray for some young girls on the college campus because they go to school sometimes and they lose their mind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's like, you know, I mean, with the things that they're doing, they forget their upbringing. And so sometimes they may find themselves, you know, out there having compromised, you know, their bodies or whatever have you. But God wants them to know, look, grace is here. You know, you can't fall from grace. You fall into grace.
Right.
And to really emphasize that, you know what? There's nothing for you to be ashamed of because we've all made mistakes, and God is merciful. He's a just God, and he desires for you to get up. Like Demetrius was saying, when you're running the marathon, if you fall, the association or the organization, they don't require you to go back to the beginning, the start line. You get up where you are, and you continue to run, and you finish that thing. And so I'm excited about this summit, and we are just, you know, just so excited to serve. I mean, I'm all about service. So I just want to serve these young women and let them know that if God be for you, no one can be against you. And so, like I said, it's October 25th through the 27th. You can go online and check this out. Registration. The whole thing started out being $175 for the girls to attend, right? But we just had a faith conference, and during the faith conference, God spoke to me. He said, now, if I gave you the vision, Linda, I also gave you the provision. And so if I gave you the provision, why are you then putting the onus on these girls to pay for the registration? Open it up and let anyone come. So that night I went home and I took that registration. I couldn't get home fast enough. Mm-hmm. I took that registration fee down. So the only thing that they are required to pay for, and this is a hotel, is the hotel. But you know what? I'm expecting God that there will be an abundance that I can even seed into their accommodations because the hotel gave us a really fabulous rate of $100 per night per room. But, you know, the girls can, that cost can be defrayed by girls sharing, you know, their rooms. And so, you do have to still register online. And the registration is at www.purityispopular.eventbrite.com.
All right.
So that's how you register for
what
the event.
What about sponsorship?
Sponsors, come on. I'm telling you, look, you know, I love this because I believe that God has, I mean, there's so much that he has inside of me. And somewhere, Demetrius, there's some marketing anointing in me because I love doing all this. I love, you know, when God had me to put events and, you know, these things together. But, yes, sponsors, we are welcoming you. So please give me a call. You can reach me directly at 888-552-5650, and that is the Mission Aaliyah International line. And that's 888-552-5650. Since we're expecting, you know, a great number of young ladies, God has, you know, given me a responsibility over them. And so we have, you know, for parents, you need to know that mothers, all female, you know, chaperones or legal guardians, you are welcome to come. This is a resort. So there's something for you to do. We do ask that the parents not attend the workshops. We want an atmosphere of liberty so that these young people can express themselves and, you know, just be open. Because sometimes I know with my kids, they don't want me around listening to what they say, you know. So to give them that, you know, just that, I mean, it's only a couple of hours. Give them that much, you know. And so you know, I can understand someone that has an 11 or 12-year-old, even 15, you know, you may be concerned about, you know, who we are and what's going to be happening. So come. We want you to come. You can stay in the rooms. But during the day, we want the girls to be at the workshops and the assemblies by themselves. And the other thing also, we have accountability leaders. So for every 10 girls, we will have 2 accountability leaders assigned to every 10 girls so that we can be accountable for where they are, you know, making sure they are where they're supposed to be, either in their rooms or, you know, in the sessions. But no one will be roaming around trying to find something to get into. So, you know, we want to, you know, be accountable. And these people will all have background checks done. And they're people that I know personally. So, you know, everything is being done in decency and in order. So we're putting a call out there to pastors, youth leaders. You know, you believe that God is telling you that your young people should be here, then get them over here. Amen?
That's right. That's right.
So that's, I know, so I always have so much to say. And the other thing is my other ministry is called After the One. It's an evangelism ministry. And, you know, this is a continuation of what God started in New York. So I'm still on the trains preaching the Word of God. And, you know, basically, I'm on the green line here in Chicago. That's my assignment. So whenever God tells me to go out, I go out. And, you know, believe it or not, God has, you know, I see myself as a high-ranking officer in the kingdom. So he has me going. He has me going after the ones that people probably are afraid to go, you know, to go up to, you know, the ones with the pants sagging, tattoos everywhere, and, you know, the language and everything. But you know what? When you go with light and you go with the spirit of love, that, I mean, love just does it all. I mean, love will tear down walls that you can't even imagine. So, I'm excited about that. So, that's it.
Amen. We definitely got to get you back on here so you could talk even more. As a matter of fact, Linda, I want you to look at your schedule and let's try to make sure we get another visit for you on 3T Radio, you know, before the conference, so that we can pump it again. And, and then we wanna keep pumping this because this is good work. This is good work. You know what I mean? And so I want to encourage all the listening audience to, you know, consider sowing into these ministries too. You know, sow into the Till Firm. Demetrius has the not-for-profit piece coming out. Everybody got something out here that they have a concern with or they're frustrated about it. I mean, the justice system. And when I'm talking to my youth, we talk about everything. And these kids talk about the justice system. They talk about relationships. You know, they talk about peer pressure, so on and so forth. And the people that were on 3T Radio today, they addressed all of that. So I want to encourage the parents, you know, business owners. There's a lot of people who have come through the JBS, and they're listening to 3T Radio, too. I want to encourage you, if you want to get a breakthrough in your ministry, sow into these ministries that are out there on the front line, serving these young people, serving these people who are in these tough situations where if we don't go get them, nobody probably will. So I want to encourage you all to consider, reach out to the Till Firm, the phenomenal law firm. Excellence truly does matter. And if you don't know when you call, they're going to remind you. I mean, it's laid out. So I just love Demetrius and what she's doing. And Linda Howard, oh, my goodness. This total massage restoration therapy.
Total restoration massage therapy. And you know what? You can. I have an online booking calendar that Demetrius was talking about, so you can go online and book appointments. And that's at www.appointment.com/total restoration. And the website for Mission Aaliyah is www.missionaaliyah. Let me spell that out because it's Yes, it's missionaaliyah.com. So it's one word, www.missionaaliyah.com. Okay?
Yes, and make sure you all visit these websites. I'm sure you all on social media, Demetrius and Linda, click it, like it, follow them on Twitter and Facebook, because this is what 3T Radio is all about. It's about connecting people. It's about connecting people. It's about creating a platform so that we can come and reason together, because we got the answer. Praise the Lord. We got the answer just today.
Praise the Lord.
I got breakthroughs today, boy.
Praise the Lord.
So, ladies, you all have been, this has been one of my best train rides right here thus far. I'm truly excited. And we're getting ready to dock the train. We're pulling this thing in right now. And this is something I want to say as we are closing out. I want to, first of all, thank Demetrius and Linda for being on the show today. Ladies, please, let's talk about a follow-up show time, because I'm telling you, you know, what happens is people begin to email me. They begin to inbox me. They reach out. And also, let me say this to everybody, too, and even to Demetrius and to Linda. This show is archived, so it's live right now, but people can go back and listen to it.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so both of you all, make sure that you, you know, mention that in your Facebook,
okay.
your Twitter messages, you know, put it
okay.
On your websites, that they can come right back to it, to this, to the website, and then they can go on and they can upload this interview today. For those that may have missed it, you can send it to all your followers. So
oh, good. Okay.
To it. Yeah. So, you know, I thank
Amen.
God for BBS Radio, you know, which is a
yes.
powerful ministry. Yeah. So God bless you, BBS Radio.
God bless you.
Yeah. And so one of the things I want to say before we close, we like to end with a scripture, and I'm going to have the two guests. I'm going to have them to pray before we close because, you know what, we're not ashamed of the gospel. So we're going to pray before we close. But let me give you this scripture. It's over in Proverbs 17 and 8. And this is what it says. It says, receiving a gift is like getting a rare gemstone. Any way you look at it, you see beauty reflected. That's what I see when I hear and see Demetrius and what she's doing, and when I hear and see Linda and what she's doing. This is beauty being reflected
mm-hmm.
because their ministries are so powerful. I love the both of you all so much. You know, you all are a blessing to me, to Teen Train, and to families just everywhere. So, ladies, thank you so much. I'd like to have Demetrius, if you could start, and then Linda, if you can close us out with prayer, okay?
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for your time, Father
yes,
God,
Lord.
For just listening to us, for just providing for us, Father God, for just considering us worthy to be part of your family. And
yes,
we
Lord.
Do recognize that we're in that family, and we recognize our responsibilities, Father God, and we take them all willingly, volunteering for your army as officers, as kingdom citizens, as ambassadors. We bless Teen Train. We bless
yes,
everything
Lord.
That Brother Dwayne puts his hands to. May it prosper and be in good health
yes,
as his
Lord.
Soul continues to prosper. We bless Linda, Father God, and we ask in the name of Jesus that every single thing from Aaliyah to Total Restoration,
yes.
that it just be multiplied right now. We bless the radio station. We thank
yes.
you that there's an expansion of their territories, Father God.
Yes.
Now we ask, Father God, that everything that has been said will be for the edifying of the kingdom, that our words go further than even we could have expected, Father God, that the sound just moves through all of the waves, Father God, and that it reached the very person that it needs to reach. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You in Jesus' name.
Amen. Come on, Minister Linda.
Thank you, Lord. Father God, we just thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for your grace.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you, Father, that you have already called. Father, we thank you that you have already ordained, you have already established, God. So we just thank you for your spirit of obedience that you have graced us with, God, that we can hear and we can live, move, and have our being in you, Father. Lord, we thank you that you will get the glory for everything that you've assigned us to, Lord. And Lord, for all of the listeners, God, we just thank you that everyone, like the prodigal son, wakes up and comes to themselves and that they recognize
yeah.
that there is plenty in your house, God. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the open doors. We thank you for open heaven. We thank you, Lord, for prosperity and resources and just help come to them from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west, God.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that as they walk forth, God, that they all see that you are with them and that your promise is true, that you will never, ever leave or forsake them. We just
yes.
give you glory, and we thank you for your love unconditional,
yes,
that
Lord.
Everyone that called into God, that they know that they are loved from mm-hmm. you, God.
Yes,
that everyone that's called in that doesn't know you, God, that something that we said today, God, something that you had us to talk about, that made a change in their hearts, God. And they desire to know the same God that we know, that we have a relationship with, that someone is crying out to you right now, asking, Jesus, come into my heart.
Yes,
and Father, I thank you that you said that if they call, that you will answer. So we thank you for answering them and accepting them into your bosom, God, in the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that not only will their lives be changed, but their whole household. We thank you that mothers and fathers and sons and daughters are changed now, today,
yes,
and that today is the beginning of the best of their lives, God. We
yes,
just give
Lord.
You glory, we give you honor, and we thank you for a good work that
yes,
you've done.
Lord.
And Brother Dwayne with Teen Train, and we thank
yes.
you that you are taking him higher and that
yes.
there is nothing that you told him to do that's impossible, because with you, all things are possible. We just give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let the
amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you for the opportunity.
Well, you all are awesome. I have so much fun with you all today. And,
and
you know what? And I seal this with agreement because the word says if we agree on anything on earth, it's done by our Father in heaven. So, Father, we agree.
We agree.
We prayed is done. And Father, we bless BBS Radio, and we bless Don and Doug and this awesome vision in this ministry. And Father, we thank you for it. And ladies, please call me. I'll call
you to set up the next one. Okay.
That's right. Let's set it up. Demetrius, I'm looking for you now, girl.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to come out there and run, chase you out there on that marathon. Boy, help me come out there now. Okay, everybody. Look, you have a
all
blessed
right.
day. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Bye, Demetrius. I'll contact you. Bye-bye.
Okay, ladies.
Okay. All right.
So, everybody, that's 3T Radio for today. We thank you for riding the train with us today. We thank you for supporting us, and we hope that something was said today that encouraged your life. You have a blessed week, and this is it. Doug, take it away.
Dollars on a purse, only to quickly get outdated if they feel jaded about to burst.